B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Now that I have a child, Buck, our house is a work in progress. It's constantly evolving to accommodate, you know, this new baby, but it's constantly evolving to accommodate our growing child. As our child changes, it seems like we need to transform certain areas of the house. And I feel like more than ever, your house is not a static thing once you have kids running around. It becomes a place that you're, not that if you don't have kids, you're not upgrading and remodeling, but you're right. Going through these growing pains right now.
Growing pains is a word that I would describe it as, yes, because I am so tired of stepping on Legos, going to sit on the couch, and there's not a spot for me on the couch because it's full of toys or dirty clothes or clean clothes or just stuff. Stuff that was never there before, but now there's stuff. I might as well just sit on the floor, Indian style, in my own corner because the couches are full and the chairs are full.
And we've talked about stuff on this podcast before. We tried to get Maria Kondo on as a guest, but we could only get her speaking her native language, so that didn't work out so well. It's a big problem, and now you're actually doing the mechanics in your house to change things, or you've done them.
I am here to let you know today that I did some changes, and I'm not a fan of it. I am going to kind of rant for a minute, and you can agree with me. You can laugh at me. Maybe you had something similar happen, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got an office in our house, right? It's got all my camera equipment because I do photography stuff on the side. It's got desk, tons of paperwork, file cabinets, you know, the usual. My son has a room that's the exact same size with his bed and tons of toys. So over the weekend, my wife decided that she wanted to convert the office into a playroom, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, well, what about all our stuff? So she moved it into the guest bedroom, okay? And then she took all his toys and moved them into the office. So now it's a playroom.
Okay.
All right? But there's stuff that just doesn't make sense, that you just can't do. Like, for instance, all the pictures on the wall are like of diplomas from colleges, and there's shelves with candles on them and stuff. And
so you still have that in the playroom mix?
Yes.
So it's not full, you didn't go full playroom.
She wants it to, but we just, ran out of time or whatever. So I let her, I said, okay, I don't really want this to happen, but you win some and you lose some. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what, honey, if you want to go ahead and do it, go ahead and do it. Just leave me out of it. If you want to try this on your own, go ahead. But I don't want any part of this.
Mm-hmm.
So she did.
You want to say I told you so because you were a passive aggressive.
Ooh, at this point.
We already know with the story with the chargers, the phone chargers that you passive aggressively put around your household. Yes. Okay. We're learning this about you, Buck. So you said, no, I'm not going to be blamed when this goes to.
I'm calling it right now. I don't think it's going to work.
Okay.
Because what she wants to do is eliminate all the toys being in the living room and on the couches and stuff.
Let me interrupt right there and tell you what happens when you do that. It is a good thing because I went through this change myself.
You did this.
This transformation. We went from toys everywhere to a playroom designed for toys.
Okay.
And I'll tell you the good and the bad. But the bad thing is when you do go to the full playroom, then you don't really find yourself playing activities out in the other parts of the house.
Oh.
So, and I kind of like to utilize all the space in my house.
Right.
Or you just don't hang out in the playroom and you don't have anything to do. And then you just have your daughter wanting to play on your phone, which is a terrible thing. Okay, continue.
Well, the rule is the playroom is his room.
It's his room. It's his domain.
Us. Yes, he begs us to come in and sit with him. He even brought a pillow from his bed and put it against the wall so we would be comfortable.
So you had a seat in there.
So we had a seat. And I said, nah. No, we're not doing that. This is your room. It is it's within 5 feet of the living room.
So you have this room for him basically as storage for his toys and to banish him. You want to banish him to his playroom. You don't want him bugging you.
Not me.
Okay.
Not my idea to do this. I do like the idea of an idea so the toys aren't everywhere in the living room and we're constantly cleaning up because he is not helping cleaning up. Going to his room and it's a constant mess. We're always cleaning that up. And so I do want a solution to get rid of the toys, but to create a whole nother room, it just seems to me like, okay, now you've got a mess in his room and you've got a mess in this room. Mm-hmm. So we go from a mess in one room to a mess in two rooms.
Oh, I see.
Like,
okay.
How does this help? And he's still bringing stuff out to the living room, just not as much. And it's only been like 2 days, so I don't know if it's going to work.
So, and what's going to happen if you, what's going to be the determining factor? Like, okay, this hasn't worked.
Right.
Who's going to say that? Is Lorelli going to say that at some point? Is that what you're
hoping? Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it at all, because if I say it, then it's going to be an I told you so, and because I didn't want anything to do with it. So I've got to let her figure out if it's going to work or not, and I'm just going to just make sure the living room is kind of cleaned up. You know what I mean? And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do because I don't want to start any trouble, but I also I want a clean house, but I've got a 4-year-old. Are these things
even
possible?
No, those are what is it? Mutually exclusive. I forget what the term is, but no, that's not possible. It's impossible.
So do you think her idea will work? Do you think this playroom with all these toys, I mean wall to wall to wall, every wall has toys on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the playroom idea, what I do like about it is a consolidation space. You can put all of your stuff in there. But what isn't good about it is then sometimes you find yourself not even going in there as much because it's just one confined. Like I said, you're banishing Jackson. Okay, go in your room. And then you don't want to go play in there because there's nothing for you as an adult to do. Like maybe you could multitask and watch TV or what else you're doing, whatever you're doing in the other part of the house. So I mean, there are good things and bad things when it comes to the playroom. The playroom is also good. I think you need to have another child, Buck. That's what you need to do. Because the playroom is great for two kids.
Now, we did a podcast a while ago about not having enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if we had another child, not only would I have no sleep, I would have no money.
Right. That's an issue, too.
Or sanity.
Right? More money, more problems, no sleep, delirious. That's the formula. Okay, so these are some things that you can do. Let's talk about maybe if you finessed the storage areas. Like, what does your playroom look like?
Right now, it's just a room. So it was the office.
It's just a storage room with toys.
I mean, yeah, it's got a closet. You know, you can put stuff, and it's just a square box.
Okay, these are the elements of a playroom that you need. And it's going to change as he gets older. But as a 4-year-old, I think these are pretty tried and true. You need some shelves. You need some shelves for books.
Yeah.
So have you put those up yet?
No. He doesn't have shelves for books, but he's got these like IKEA like stacked squares that are all kind of screwed together to look like a set of stairs. And inside of those are books and toys. And they have drawers you pull out with Legos in them. There's a big rug in the middle of the floor that looks like a race car track. He's got a table in there for arts and crafts.
Okay, so you've got that is one of the key elements in there is the arts and crafts.
Yeah.
You need to have I'm going to go through these 7 elements of a fantastic playroom. Chalkboard wall.
Okay, we
you
don't
get
have
one of those?
That. No.
Okay. You can go in there. You guys can do, I mean, the sky's the limit. You can sketch out plays on the football field. You can do stick figures, play hangman.
I just let him write in like a permanent marker on the wall.
Yes.
Like a Sharpie. It's just as good. It works out. I get to save his art that way.
Uh-huh.
Grandma can come over and see it. It's great.
Great for your home property value too.
Yeah.
You can also need to pick a theme.
Oh.
Do you have a theme?
I think, is messy a theme?
Messy is chaos is your theme. Children's chaos.
Yeah.
Our theme in our playroom is, we don't really have one, but it's all primary colors.
Okay.
And I let my daughter decorate it with those, like buy on Amazon, you can find some for $10, some sort of pack of stickies. And you put them on and they come off. Designs, whatever. I just happened to get hers. Her all these stickies of primary color dots, and so we make shapes with the dots all over the walls, and she makes it a hobby. Like I want to go decorate the playroom, and then we remove the stickies and put them in different places.
So they just stay on the wall.
They just stay on the wall.
Okay,
sure. And so you can do themes. You can do. I mean, you're not going to do a fairy garden, but I looked at a fairy garden theme. Do a fairy garden. Okay. I'm sorry for even questioning that. Yes, be inclusive. Fairy garden for Jackson's room, and then also. You want to use bright colors. And this is really what my impetus was for doing a playroom because I decided, okay, well, I didn't do her room primary colors. And they say that primary colors are good for brain development.
Okay.
So her room is gray and pink. It's pastel-y. And so that's why I was like, you know what, with Davy, with the new baby, I want her to have primary colors. Okay, make the playroom all primary colors. There you go. Also, you need play equipment, some physical stuff in there that they can do, which you don't always have a lot of room for that. But I have a mat on the floor so she can do, you know, it's carpeted, but then she even has the mat so she can do headstands and somersaults and all that kind of fun stuff. Also, lighting is key. So you want it to be bright and cheery. And
then, no, we keep it dark.
Do you really?
No. Yeah. No, he's got a light in there.
He's got a candle.
We need a basement. Get in the basement.
Banish him to the playroom. You need places to display all that beautiful artwork that you're talking about, which you said problem solved. You just let him draw on the wall. And storage. Storage is important.
Yeah,
and you can just go, again, I mean, Amazon, I'm so sick of them making so much money, but you can just go on Amazon. I'm so tired of them. But you can find some really great storage stuff, like cool, cool ways to store all the toys in the bins.
So I need a few upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make it a little bit more cozy for him.
Right. Hey, I don't know if you have room. Put a couch in there, too, for you.
There is room, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be good, too.
We have a couch in our playroom, and that makes everybody happy who's babysitting. They can go chill up there and just let her flop around.
Yeah, we've got this like really comfortable chair. It's like a it's almost like a hybrid recliner, but it's an IKEA one actually.
Okay. Oh yeah, they have great stuff for playrooms.
Layback thing. And I was thinking about putting that in there and seeing, but then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go sit with him in there, and I'll probably be on my phone while he plays.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
The phone thing.
It's back to the phone thing. You just, maybe you should, you know what, key thing, we just figured it out. Key element for a playroom, you need to have no Wi-Fi service allowed.
Oh, yeah.
Block it out.
No phones allowed.
Yeah.
Go through a metal detector.
It's the fun zone. I'm also seeing some recommendations, a sense of whimsical. That's what you get from those decals I was telling you about on the wall. Get creative. And also easily movable furniture.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know what? Then kids, if you can move the furniture around, then you can make tents, put some old sheets in there.
Right.
Do all kinds of creative stuff. Let's see. What else? What else?
Everything you're describing is his preschool, by the way.
I know.
They're constantly rearranging the furniture. There's books, bookshelves everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're hanging artwork from a string on the ceiling from like wall to wall, like a clothesline would be. It's like, there's no empty space on any wall. It's just so everywhere you look is something.
Rock climbing walls.
Ooh,
that would be a good one for a playroom.
Right. There's a playground right by. It's in between our houses that has a rock climbing wall.
Okay, I've seen that. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think we've got your decor all straightened out now, Buck.
I hope so. I'll check back in later. Let you know how it went. Give you how many months it lasted before we converted it.
You don't even want this to succeed. You want it to fail. You're not even going to go home and implement any of these ideas because you want to be able to say, I told you so. We should have kept it as an office.
I am not an I told you so person. I do not think. No, I don't go up to people and say, I told you so.
No, you just have a smirk about you once things fall apart.
I just look and I kind of smile like,
That's being an I told you so person.
Is it?
Yes, without actually communicating.
But I didn't say it.
Passive aggressive I told you so person is
But what if you
not
act,
saying it.
What if you do know it's not going to work? But they do it anyway, but you already knew it wouldn't.
We're not going to say those bad words of what that makes you.
All right. Here's the deal.
This is a PG podcast.
I hope it works out because right now I am loving no toys in the living room.
Okay, good.
And I will give you an update.
Focus on the positive.
Yes.
Please
and I will
do.
Give you an update in a couple months and let you know how it's going.
Love it. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.